This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
De'Armi Bailey, a lawyer, judge, civil rights activist, film actor, and author, was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. His father was a Pullman porter for the railroad, whom he credits for opening the world to he and his brother by taking them with him during his railroad travels, and also taking them to professional baseball games where he saw Jackie Robinson and Roy Campanella, players who had first broken the color barrier. In Memphis, Bailey attended the segregated Booker T. Washington High School, then went to Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the nation's largest historically Black university. But during his junior year, he was expelled after being arrested for leading an anti-segregation demonstration. Fortunately, news of his ouster coursed through the civil rights community all the way to Clark University in Massachusetts, where sympathetic students raised $2,400 through community appeals, bake sales, and car washes to bring Bailey to Clark to continue his education and his activism. From there, he went on to graduate from Yale Law School in 1967. Bailey worked for several years in New York as the national director of the Law Students Civil Rights Research Council, recruiting law students for civil rights legal work in the South. Later, he moved to San Francisco to practice law and was elected to the Berkeley City Council in 1971. A few years later, Bailey returned to Memphis to practice law with his brother, and in 1982, he became part of a group of attorneys and activists who raised $144,000 to buy the Lorraine Motel, the site of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. Bailey considered the motel singularly sacred, the site of the crucifixion. Today, the National Civil Rights Museum is housed at that site. In addition to his public service, Bailey was also a member of the Screen Actors Guild for over 30 years. He played numerous roles in several films, working with celebrated directors, including Oliver Stone. Perhaps his most well-known part was as a judge in the movie The People versus Larry Flint, a role for which he had firsthand knowledge since he himself had been elected judge in the Circuit Court of Tennessee in 1990. Bailey wrote two books, his first published in 2008 titled Mine Eyes Have Seen, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Final Journey, draws on Bailey's own experiences in the civil rights movement. He reflects upon the actions that led to Dr. King's involvement in the Memphis sanitation workers' strike and details the final weeks from King's disillusionment with persistent strike-bred violence to his steadfast search for an affirmation that the nonviolent methods he had preached and practiced throughout his life were, in fact, effective. The following year, Bailey released his autobiography titled The Education of a Black Radical, a Southern Civil Rights Activist Journey. The book describes his strong, uncompromising voice that dreams of a better America and how he experienced the ugliness of both racism and fear. Bailey passed away from cancer in 2015, but his life and work will long be remembered. In his own words to generations yet to come, De'Armi Bailey said, "It looks difficult, and sometimes it looks impossible, but it ain't."
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.